Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got this feeling that I've been here before. I got this feeling that I've been here before.
Well, well, well. Look who it is. We Know's Parenting. I'm Peter McKerney.
I'm Beth Newell.
And you're you, the fine listener.
The fine listener.
Ooh,
the you're, finest of listeners.
You are fine.
We have great listeners.
We do. We have the finest
Nothing
listeners.
Nothing but the around. Best for us.
It's true. No jerks. No jerks.
Yeah.
People get upset with us very rarely. It's usually,
because
of car seats.
Car seats. Oh, yeah.
We get.
It's usually like a valid point that.
It's usually like, hey, you're using your car seats wrong. You're recommending car seats for kids that are too young to use those car seats. I'm not going to say they're wrong.
I mean, just to clarify, this is in reference to travel car seats, which are not our regular car seats. This
well,
is
like, we also got criticized for putting our kids in car seats with their winter jackets on.
Yeah, I know that's a thing, and I also say no. I think we are...
For the record, you're right. For the record, you're right. We are wrong.
It is correct. But I also think sometimes we have to let parents live their lives, and it's cold outside and kids need coats on.
I grew up in Minnesota. I'm like, what parents are getting out in like 30 below?
One of my midwives, who is one of the most sort of strict seeming, like direct midwives, like she's like the older one who is just like, when I told her I thought I might be pregnant with twins, she was like, there's no twins in there. Hate to tell you this. Like, she was just like,
listen up, idiot. I've seen twins. That ain't twins.
She's like very abrupt. So I was talking to her years ago when I was postpartum or something. And she was like, ugh, my daughter's all stressed out about trying not to put the kids in car seats with their jackets on and all this stuff. And I said, just tighten the straps. And I was like, thank God this woman is giving me permission to endanger our children, yeah.
For the record, for those of you screaming at us, we're not saying do this.
We're not saying do this, but we're also saying that we
do this.
This podcast is called We Knows Parenting because we don't know.
Because we don't know. It's ironic.
And we're just surviving out here with this difficult thing of keeping children alive all day.
This crazy 2020 coronavirus economy.
I had a good talk with our friend, one of Bryn's friend's parents on Sunday. And she is a pathologist.
Yeah.
And I had a good talk with her about coronavirus because what I was saying last week and what I continue to believe is I said, we'll probably get it. We don't have a lot of control.
I think I have it right now.
And now coronavirus has hit one town over from us.
They've shut all the schools down.
Have they?
Yeah, debatably causes more problems than it solves when you do that. When not a single child.
Well, I'll say this. Coronavirus, as many other people have pointed out, is really highlighting the weaknesses in our system of capitalism, because people I am going to say this, Peter.
Okay.
People, when you shut down schools, then people can't get leave from their jobs. They need to do that. People are going into work sick because they don't get paid sick leave. People don't have health insurance, so can't go to the hospital. Like
shutting down schools. The kids are still going to go out. Then they go to the mall. You're mixing up people's travel, daily travel routines.
Yeah.
And you're spreading the disease further. And you're mixing people up.
At a certain point, you do need to shut the school down.
Yes, but it's not when there are no children who have gotten the disease.
Well, it's hard to say because this disease is a special form of chaos, because kids don't often present many symptoms with coronavirus.
Yeah, that's why we talk.
But anyway, I was talking to our friend, the pathologist, who is very smart, and she was saying she agreed with me that we probably will get it and we'll be fine because we're not elderly, we're not immunocompromised.
What she's concerned
about is elderly people, and she said that the United States, the U.S. government, because of Trump, really fumbled this. They should have been working on this months ago when everyone was already talking about it in the news, and they have...
He's still downplaying it.
They've massively fucked up their response. But the good thing is that the state of New York is doing a lot better than a lot of places. So in a way, I think it's a blessing that it's hitting here in Westchester, where there's a lot of wealth, because that people will be able to hopefully respond in a somewhat coordinated way, even though there is currently no clear plan as to what's happening.
Well, they don't have enough information. You know, there's not enough data to make these definitive choices about when to shut things
there's
down.
There's no tests available. People can't get tested.
Can we talk about the real big news of the week?
What's the real big news?
The real big news of the week is... Mommy got fired forever.
Oh, yeah. Bryn fired me from being his mom. So this is last night. I was like, this is okay. Bryn, you started letting Bryn play with a Nintendo Switch, which is...
I actually didn't. Not really.
How did he learn how to use it, Peter?
Well, he did it when I was not in the room. He now knows how to turn it on. He starts playing. And I'm like, what are you doing?
He learned it from you.
Well, sure.
So Sunday, you were gone all day, and he had a play date, and he was using the Switch, and then I was tired, so I let him use the Switch longer than I probably should have, which makes him go a little crazy. And then at a certain point, I was trying to get him to eat dinner, and I think by this point he was maybe watching TV, but I turned the TV off, and he was like, you can't do that. He's just always doing a lot of negotiating, which I feel like we need to work on. I need to just lay down the law like crazy for 2 weeks or something to just break him.
Just end the conversation.
Because he's just such a tyrant. And so he was like, you never let me do anything. And he was...
whoa, really?
Yeah, he said that. And then I posted this video to Instagram where he was like, you're fired from this home. Tomorrow, you're going to get dressed, put on your shoes. You're going to walk out the door.
Put on your jacket.
Yeah.
And you're going to leave.
And he posted, this is another thing that he's like, we talked about this last week, I think, where he's like posting signs up rules. And he made a rule. He made a sign from our bedroom door that says, Mommy is fired forever.
Mommy's fired forever.
And then he made a sign for the front door to our apartment that just says, go away.
Just anticipating you leaving and trying to come back?
It's unclear if that one is exclusively directed at me. But I was walking in the door today, and our neighbor next door, who has a 2-year-old, saw it, and she was laughing. And I was like, this is the current form of tantruming in our household.
Here's a peek ahead at 5.
And she was like, that seems like pretty preferable to other forms of tantrum. I was like, yeah.
It's very articulate tantruming. I came home after not seeing them for 2 days. That's the sign I saw on the door. It made me go, oh.
They were asking about you, especially when I had to get up with them this morning, which was hard because they're not used to me taking them to school. They're used to you. But it also was daylight savings time, yeah. And they were very tired. And Bryn was like laying on the ground in the kitchen. And like he was like, I don't want to go to school. It's boring. I hate it. And I had to like trick him out the door. But I was like, we have to drop Maven off. And then I let them.
Yeah, just delaying that. He did a bit of this last week.
I had to get him out the door. I had to be somewhere.
No, I did this. I had to do the same thing last week.
It was very stressful because the clock was ticking and I had to literally do the most time sensitive thing possible, which is go on a live radio show in the city, which is like, so I was like, fuck. And as I was looking at the clock this morning in front of Maven and I was like, fuck. And Maven goes, who's fuck?
Who indeed, Maven?
And yeah, so he was a nightmare. And then I had to, so normally what we do is we drop him off at school and just open the door and he walks into school by himself. So today he wouldn't get out of the car.
So the woman who runs Before Care thinks that he walks by himself every day.
Yeah. So I had to pick him up like crying and screaming and carry him into school. And I was carrying him in and he had his hood up. So she could only see the back of his head and then me and she's
like, who's this woman?
Never seen me before. And she was like, oh, is it his first day? And then I was like, no. I was like, he's just not used to me taking him and blah, blah. And she was like, oh, this is Bryn? And it was very.
This sopping mess of a human?
It was very embarrassing. But luckily, he sat down. And then as he was sitting there crying, like the most pitiful face, all these little girls from the Before School Boys and Girls Club came over and just like looked at him. Like they were like, just like all these little girls were so invested
like
in being
caring
like, what's
or
going?
Ready I think it to was, mock him.
I think it was caring, but it was also just like kind of like
novel
rubbernecking. Like they were like, what is happening over here? Yeah. So it was a tough morning, but we survived.
And how was pickup?
Pickup was fine. Picking up, I got in the car with Maven and then we're listening to the radio and the song Material Girl by Madonna comes on. And you know, it's like, da, 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 da. It's like, I think it's like a kind of music that you don't hear on the radio anymore. Like it's like more electronic or something. And Maven,
he's talking about 80s pop.
Maven started laughing hysterically and she was like, this is so funny. I was kind of wondering because you've been playing Weird Al for them,
yeah,
and I was kind of wondering if it would like felt Weird Al-ish to
her. I mean
she just assumed it was like a joke and she was laughing so hard and we got to pick up Bryn and she was like, can we put that back on when Bryn gets in the car?
It's hilarious.
So then she made me put it on for him. She was like, you're gonna love this. She was like, it's so funny, Bryn. It's so funny. And then I put it on and he like the music starts up and he's like, it's not that funny. And she was like, but wait till the voice. And then it's just like the regular Material Girl lyrics and he's like, this isn't funny either. And like
stupid little sister.
Yeah. I was like, Bryn, different things are funny to different people.
I think it really was. They were listening to a lot of Queen, so they really liked Another One Bites the Dust. And so I played him Another One Rides the Bus, and he didn't laugh. And I was like, okay, it's too early for this. And then the next time he heard Another One Bites the Dust, he then goes, Maven, there's a really funny song called Another One Rides the Bus. Daddy, can we listen to it? And so I played it. Then he laughed hysterically because he had someone to explain it to.
Yeah.
And then, like, a polka medley came on, and polka music blew their minds, and they laughed hysterically. And I think she was just remembering her big brother laughing and being like, oh, this is funny music.
But I think there was a certain rhythm to it that probably reminded her of, like, Weird Al songs, and she was just like, this is a funny song.
It's from the same decade.
Yeah.
That's super funny. So you're fired forever, but you missed my favorite part. Asked him, well, who's going to make you breakfast? And he said, daddy, really defiant. And you go, well, who's going to cuddle you?
And he goes, we can call you to cuddle. We can call you to come
his
cuddle.
His whole angry facade breaks down as you see the thought of him not having you to cuddle.
It's funny because I didn't even think he's particularly liked cuddling with me. I mean, but sometimes
imagine being like, he can't does. Cuddle your mommy. I liked Maven in the background. She goes, "Who's gonna cuddle you?" And Maven goes, "Daddy."
Yeah,
I was like, that's my girl.
Yeah, she's like, "I just cuddled Daddy yesterday."
I cuddle him all the time, whenever I want.
She likes to cuddle me though. She's just being kind of difficult. She's been throwing.
She's been very cuddly.
She's been throwing a lot of little tantrums. Like, unfortunately, she runs out of steam kind of quickly because we just don't have the patience for her. Like, we're
just literally threw her in a tub tonight.
Yeah,
that actually went better than I thought it would.
She's had like
she gave up
three of those in the last 24 hours. Like, just like defiant. Like, I had to carry her in from the car after picking them up. And like, and she started screaming and she's just like, ah, and there's two old ladies outside who are like kind of laughing. And then she kind of got more shy when she saw them. So she just screamed more quietly.
She's getting like, old enough to be ashamed. Shame is good, people.
Yeah.
I mean, in healthy doses.
We love shame.
There's a reason shame exists. So
parenting's
we, so
all
we
about
don't
shame.
Keep acting like an idiot. Boy, yeah, kids learning a little shame. Just a little.
Yeah, just a little.
I mean, sometimes they need a lot. We don't shame them, but we're happy that they're ashamed. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're tired.
I've been away from you. I booked a commercial.
The most exhausting thing ever is not having me to cuddle.
It is. I've been so exhausted. I was like, no one to cuddle. So I'm shooting a commercial. We're supposed to only say the code name, so I can't say what it is. It's not that exciting. But I spent all day with a six-year-old. And at one point, is a six-year-old who lives like in Tribeca. It's like the capital of Story Pirates fans is like Tribeca. And so I was like, oh, this kid will know me. And I have to be his dad in the spot. So I need him to be comfortable with me. So at one point, my worst nightmare, I was like, hey, buddy. I bet you've heard of Story Pirates, huh? Like in front of his mom and everybody. And he's like, nope. And I was like, oh, well, you know what? Never mind. Let's not talk for the next 2 hours.
That's so funny. I have things with Reductress where sometimes the most random people will be sharing it or be really into it, friends of friends or whatever. And then other people are like, so many people are just like, what?
What is that?
What is that?
Okay. Yeah, I pulled the Reductress card twice today. No hits.
No,
including somebody that you went to college with did my makeup today.
Yeah.
And she had not heard of it, but she was very excited to hear about it. She's about to have a baby, so she was much more excited about your book.
Oh, good.
There's no manual, now available on Amazon.
Or wherever you get your books.
But by the end of the day, this kid and I were besties.
Yeah.
It's the first...
I had unrelated, related.
Last thing I need to say about this kid. This kid was on set for 7 hours or something, and he was 6 years old, and he had to do all these takes, and he was tired and everything, but he never complained, and he did it over and over and over, and I was like, people have asked me to bring Bryn to auditions for certain things. I was like, no way. Bryn wouldn't have lasted 20 minutes.
No.
Like being told what to do on a set.
He's not cut out for that.
No, no. When he says he wants to do it, if he ever does, maybe, maybe. But I'm not taking him into that situation. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I had to go into Sirius today to do Jenny McCarthy's show. And
Cool. Was it live, do you say?
It was live.
I missed it.
So what's funny is like I've done plenty of podcasts and I've done, I think, a Sirius show before, but they usually when
saying
you go in
Sirius XM, not a Sirius show.
Yeah.
Sirius XM radio show.
Yeah. Do they call it Sirius XM anymore? I think it's just Sirius. Anyway.
XM radio and Sirius merged.
I know.
I don't know.
When you go in and do a podcast, usually you talk to the people beforehand and it's sort of like, hey, like, what's up? But this, they like ushered me in. They're like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, okay, you can sit here. And then they're like literally rolling. And I was like, oh, wow. So
you were like,
well, actually what happened was I put the headphones on. She's introing me, and I'm like, I can't hear her talking at all. She's on video monitor from LA.
Yeah.
And so I'm like mouthing to the people in the room, like, I can't hear anything as she's introing me.
Yeah.
And so they're like, what? And they're like, we're like fiddling with it. And then they give you a different pair of headphones. Those didn't work. So then they had to give me the sound engineer's headphones. And it was like, I like just got it on in time to start the interview.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of like how, like, I sometimes I have to remind myself, like when I started doing improv like 16 years ago, how incredibly shy and incompetent I was at like having a stage presence.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't believe I just like handled that. Like, we got that done. I was live on the air. We figured it out. And at this point, it like didn't even faze me today, where I was just like doing the interview was fine.
Yeah.
And I was like so proud that I was able to like
roll with it,
speak up to them like silently and like mm-hmm. get it resolved and not freeze up and be like, what is happening? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was like very.
You got what you needed.
I was proud of myself.
You're a woman.
I'm a woman now. I'm a mother of two, if
you're
you haven't noticed.
You're finally a woman. But you know what? You're still fired.
Yeah, I am fired from being a parent, so.
Mommy's fired forever!
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This next segment is brand new. It's called We Knows What They Look Like. So I had asked a week or two ago, I had shamed a listener for referring to his large baby and not including a picture of the baby. And since then,
Ivan is the listener. We
don't need to call him out.
He responded.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to call him out.
Okay. Well, since then, we've gotten some really great baby photos from our listeners.
You listeners listened.
We
said, we want to see pictures of your babies.
Yes, we do.
We're not going to post them.
We're not going to share them unless you tell us to, but I don't think you would want
to. No, we're not going to. This is for us. And this new segment is in it. I pull up a picture of your baby and I show it to Beth.
And then I describe my joy.
And then she reacts to these beautiful babies. All right. Samantha, we looked at your baby last week and we went, oh. So this has inspired this segment. All right. This first baby comes to us from Chris. All right, Beth, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, give it to me.
Oh, I'm looking first. Oh, we got a happy one. We got a cute one. We got a little one. Three pictures, happy, happy, and asleep. All right, ready?
Okay.
I'm going to go with number two because there's a real smirk here. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three, boom.
Oh, this is like a little professor.
He's a little professor?
He's a little professor. That is so cute.
There he is asleep.
Oh, he has really nice little squinty eyes. A lot of hair, a lot of dark hair.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Oh, here's the big, that's the last one. Big smile.
Oh, he's cute. Yeah. He's like a little bit elvish.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah. It's like he could be, you could find him scampering around in the woods.
He's like kind of half elf, half hobbit without the curly hair.
Yeah. This second one where he's smirking, if you like going through the woods, you're like, it's a beautiful day in the woods. And you look, you hear, you go, huh? And you look, peering out behind a tree. Is this guy going, follow me?
He's
but
good.
Like really adorable.
But he also looks a little stoned in that one where he's laughing. Like he has like a squint laugh, kind of like I have actually in a lot of photos.
I like this baby. Chris, you got a good baby.
I say good.
All right. So here at the end of this, we rate each baby.
No.
Either good or we hate this baby. All right. Ready?
Oh, boy.
Good. That's a good baby.
Okay. That's a good baby.
We're joking. All of them are going to be good
babies. I told my friend tonight, she was like, she was Marco Poloing me. She's trying to sleep train her daughter. And she was watching her daughter squirm on the monitor and turn onto her stomach and get her face stuck and cry. And I was like, you know, this made me really start to not like her. Because, like.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right, this baby, infant / toddler. Oh, this is not a little baby. This baby's walking. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. This is from Suzanne. And this is Madeline Ray. 22 months. We call her Maddie. All right, ready? Ready for this? We got two here. All right, ready? One, two, three. React.
Ooh, she's at the store. She's at a store sitting in a... shopping cart, and she's holding a toy with her mouth wide open.
It looks like baby shark cereal.
Oh, is that it? I thought it was a toy. Okay, it's a cereal box, and she's so happy.
She's looking at it as if
she's like, I can't believe I get to hold this box.
She's like, no one told me about baby shark cereal before. Bah!
Grocery stores are like an incredible sensory experience for kids sometimes. I think like they're just
grocery stores are incredible. All the
they're incredible for all of us.
There's all this food there. I love it. All right, there's one more. Ready?
Yes.
This is her more in business mode. This is her walking down the street going, oh, hi, are you also walking your baby doll in a stroller? Because I am.
Oh, something just popped up on your screen. I
shook it and it made me go undo. Sorry, I ruined the reveal.
That's very cute. She's like, I'm a grown-up, if you haven't noticed, even though I'm about a foot and a half tall, and I can push a baby stroller.
This is a high-confidence kid.
She's very cute. Yeah, she's like very proud. She's like, she seems very happy, I think.
Yeah. Based on the information we have on your child, she's very confident. She's very happy.
Based on these select photos, I'm going to assume your baby is happy 24/7.
All right, Beth, a count of three. One, two, three. Thumbs up means good baby. Thumbs down means terrible baby. Ready?
Well,
one, two, three, go.
The listeners can't see anything, but
okay. Yes,
good baby.
That's the thing is we won't tell you what our thumbs are doing. Just kidding. That's a good baby.
That's a good baby.
That's a good baby. Mm. All right, ready? By the way, this is the best segment we've ever done.
I like it.
Our friend Ivan is back.
Oh, thank God. Ivan, I've been waiting on the edge of my seat to see this large baby.
All right, ready? Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. On brand. Remember, Ivan lives in Germany.
That's right.
One, two. This is two pictures. Get ready. One, two. Wait, wait. What's the... trying to remember. Baby's...
oh, my God. Just show me the baby.
Okay. One, two, three. Baby.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big... German head. I like it. He's in like a lederhosen in one of those pics. It's
yeah,
very
well, that's
cute.
A very, as he wrote, a Bavarian boy. He's got a lederhosen onesie.
That's really cute. That's actually kind of how the babies in my family look. Some of the boys on my dad's
yes,
side.
Yes, this baby has a Newell head.
My dad's side of the family is German ancestry, and they do have big fat heads. Very cute. I love it.
Ivan's from Brazil. Ugh, I know. So we're learning so much about.
Well, I'm going to assume he married a German woman.
Well, he wrote it. We're going to keep forgetting what Ivan.
Sorry,
has told us.
Ivan. We've forgotten everything about you.
He's practically a supporting character on this podcast at this point. Here's another regular. A regular listener, a regular writer in. Mandy has two kids here. Ready for this? Ready for this?
Okay.
One of them's a baby.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the first one. Ready? Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, that is a little dumbfounded face. Like, what?
Sounded like you said a little dumb baby.
No, this was a dumb look. Like,
that is a dumbfounded.
Very cute. Very cute.
It's
and like
the most innocent. What are we doing?
And it's like a good pose for a kid when like they're kind of accentuating the like Peanuts nature of their head shape, like a Peanuts character with like a big head and a little neck.
Yeah, it's Peanuts vulnerability. Oh my gosh.
That's very
I love
cute.
The little knuckle dimples.
Yeah, and like this is a girl, right? This child?
No, I don't think I don't know.
Anyway, this
doesn't matter.
Baby is like looking at the camera like I can sit up now, like that's the
yeah. Okay, so this next one is great. I'll just show it to you and then I'll explain. This is the older one.
Okay,
this is the toddler. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, cute. All right, I'm sorry, I gave it away. One, two, three. Boom.
Okay, we got a dirty face.
We got a dirty girl.
I think there's maybe makeup or a black eye happening. It's hard to see from here.
This is what she says. This is what Mandy says. Is that it's a slightly older one. She's got a marker on her eye. It looks like she's been in a playground fight. It very
really
much looks like a black eye.
Yeah, and her hair is like coming out of its ponytail. She's very cute.
She's been crafting. Mm. Oh, That is cute. All right. Let's rate her children. Ready? One, two, three. Boom. Oh, it's a good baby.
Two thumbs up.
From each of us. For each of those.
For each of those babies.
Congratulations, listeners. All of your babies are good babies.
Yes.
You've
thank
gotten
you.
Our approval. Every single one of them made us go, oh, oh, oh. This is like.
Thank you.
This is our version of like reaction videos. But it's just reaction audio.
It's like, sometimes cute baby photos are like a Xanax, you know? I don't think I've ever taken a Xanax, but it's like just so calming. Like,
I don't think that I ever have.
I think one time my friend was like, here, just take half of a Xanax. And I took it and felt nothing.
So you have had Xanax?
Yeah, but I can't speak to the effects of Xanax.
But it didn't count.
It didn't count because it was illegal. So
I only count legal things. If you want us to ogle your baby, that's the wrong way to say that.
I think ogle is correct.
Ogle? You can ogle something without it being creepy?
Yeah, I mean.
If you want us to gasp at the cuteness of your baby, we will do that. So next time we get at least four pictures of babies, we'll
I love a good baby.
We'll do this now, our very best segment we've ever done ever. And this has been, oh, that's a good baby.
That was not the title we intro to.
It is now.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for We Knows What They're Saying. This is where we unpack a quote from our sweet babes.
Okay. I have a couple of quick ones.
I will never say sweet babes again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're just, the baby fever has gotten to your brain.
For the record, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you are.
Did you tell?
Yeah. Daylight savings, baby. It's funny. I think that we both had to get up extra early on a day that we also lost a lot of sleep.
Oh, I have not got a full night's sleep in 2 weeks for no reason.
Anyway. Okay. So here's some funny things our kids have been saying. So yesterday, Bryn kept saying, he was talking to me in his usual like commands, and he was like, don't get me wrong on it. Don't get me wrong on it. And he kept saying that like over and over again. He's like, don't get me wrong on it.
In out of context?
No, like he was like, he would just be talking about some random thing, probably like explaining why he wasn't going to eat his dinner or something. And he's like, don't get me wrong on it. And I don't think he knew what he was saying. Like, I don't think he
knew.
Don't
get me wrong on it.
And then he.
But this chair weighs 1,000 pounds. Don't get me wrong on it.
He was refusing to eat the lasagna I made. And it mostly just on site alone because we haven't cooked them lasagna in a long time. So he was just like, what is this? And then he finally took a bite and he was like, oh, this is good. And he said,
you didn't tell me it was good, Mom.
And then he goes, I'm getting this dinner good.
I'm getting this dinner good.
I forgot, side story I forgot to say is that his friend came over yesterday morning and he brought two wrestling figurines with him. Oh, yeah. And so Bryn, after he left, was talking to Maven, and he was like, I think Maven like took off her shirt because it was wet or something. And Bryn was like, wrestlers wear just their underwear and boots. We should be wrestlers. So then Maven and Bryn both stripped onto their underwear and put on snow boots. And they were like fake wrestling. And it was the funniest thing. I don't know if I should put it on Instagram because it's not inappropriate to me, but I feel like people feel like it's inappropriate when I post nearly nude things with my children. But
they're in their underwear.
I don't think it's appropriate. I think society finds it appropriate. And as a woman, I will be aggressively blamed for it.
You realize you just said, I don't think it's appropriate, but society thinks it's appropriate.
Okay. I don't think it's inappropriate to see children even fully nude. It shouldn't be weird for us. That's my philosophy. We're human beings.
Yeah, but we don't want to get flagged. So
I don't want to get flagged. And I don't want to like actively attract pedophiles to my account. So
we're not going to post it. This episode is all about us describing things you'll never see.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, ladies. The other funny thing Bryn said this week, which I think we've kind of covered in the past, is our kids have watched a lot of Peppa Pig and have some like British mannerisms. Bryn was looking out the window and he was like, I wish we had a garden. And he was like, at the new house, we'll have a garden. And I was like, because I knew from watching Peppa Pig, he thinks he's saying a yard. And I was like, yeah, we will. But I was like, I feel like we have to start referring to our future yard as the garden because it's so tiny. It basically is a garden.
I like that you said Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
I like Peppa Pig. Out of all the British pigs I watch, my favorite pig is Peppa Pig.
Don't get me wrong on it.
Don't get me wrong on that. I like a Peppa Pig, but I like a Peppa Pig. You remember that?
Just my babes.
I love saying Peppa Pig. Oh, I love that Peppa Pig. Oh, Peppa.
Wait, do the impression you do of a Southern child that you came across when you were on the Story Pirates tour.
Okay, so.
You don't need to set it up. Just say what's.
Nick Nellis, my comedy partner, Megan O'Neill from the Story Pirates podcast. We were in a tour van for weeks going across the country. We were in Kentucky in a tiny bookshop. And we are backstage and the show starts with like the scary music and thunder. And right before Megan came out on stage, or she opens the curtain and she's got like a hood over her face and she kneels down on the ground. And before she lifted her hood up, she just heard this tiny little Kentucky boy with a perfect lateral lisp just go, "Ooh, this is scary." And that was the intro. We're like, that kid's amazing. That's scary. But then later, at the very end, he was so excited because we were there selling a book. And then he picked it up and ran over to his brother and goes, this book's great because I can take you to school. This book's great because I can take you to school.
Perfect.
That reminds me of when I went to Vassar. I looked at Vassar, didn't go, when I was looking at schools. And I was really grumpy. It was the end of this week. And I like threw a weird like tantrum when I told my mom, I knew where I wanted to go, and it's not here, and I'm not going on the tour. She's like, all right, I'm going on the tour. And so I sat down on this bench really angry. I'm like, not going on the tour. I was sitting there, and I was like, nothing will get me out of this mood. And then this guy comes out of the theater building, and someone walks up to him and goes, oh, hey, do you know where we're meeting later? And he goes, Sharon said we meet you down by the scene shop. He goes, oh, okay, thanks. And walked away. I was like, that's the only thing I will hear that man say, and there couldn't have been more S's. Sharon said she meets you down by the scene shop.
Well, now we're just veering into like ableist territory.
I don't mean to mock a speech.
It's one thing we're talking about a cute kid.
But it cheered me up, and he was such a jolly man.
Okay.
And he was smiling, and I love him.
Okay.
And he just rocks around the world, a grown man, just so happy.
What I wanted to say about the little Kentucky boy is he gets a thumbs up.
Oh, that's a good baby. That's scary.
Okay.
This book's right, talking like the shoe. Oh. Is that all we know is what they say this week?
That's all I got. Don't get me wrong on it.
Don't get me wrong on it. Well, you know what? I'm literally going to collapse from lack of sleep and all this coronavirus I got in my body.
It's just percolating inside of us. It'll burst forth any moment.
Mm. So we're going to go to bed a little early. I'm calling it. Surprise, Beth. We're done.
Look at you.
I'm getting my needs met.
Prioritizing self-care.
Mm-hmm. This is me setting up boundaries, listeners. I got a week ahead of me. This has been another episode of We Know It's Parenting. If you would like to send us a picture of your baby,
or ask a question, give some advice, share a story, or give us a parenting hypothetical for the Would You Know segment, you can email us at weknowspod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 347-384-7396.
Hey, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go into your phone. You're going to find us on your Apple Podcast or
Apple
whatever
podcast.
That is.
Whatever they call it these days.
Whatever it is. And you're going to write us a review and say that you love us 5 stars and you're going to wag your finger in the air while you do it.
And then you're going to go over to your preferred bookseller and you're going to order There's No Manual for a Pregnant Person You Know. And you're going to...
Or prank someone who's not pregnant.
Yeah, just prank them. Or just drop some knowledge on someone who doesn't understand the female reproductive system.
Did you know woman facts pregnancy?
Buy There's No Manual. If you've already purchased it, if you could review it on Amazon. I swear we're almost done asking you for things.
No, we're not. That's a lie.
If you could rate it at your preferred bookseller, that would be great.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, We Knows Pod. And guys, have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel Zoe here, and we're going back to the Rachel Zoe Project for a very special takeover on my podcast, Climbing in Heels. Come with me as I take you back to season one to give you all the behind-the-scenes details and drama. I'll be joined by some special guests that'll be helping me share the real stories behind the most iconic moments in the show. So do not miss this special takeover of Climbing in Heels. It's going to be bananas. Listen to Climbing in Heels with Rachel Zoe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.